Your attention, please.
I've always wanted to do that. Good morning, Osage. I want to welcome everybody to Osage Baptist Church this morning. Got a treat for you this morning. They're going to be doing the Christmas program. The adults are going to be presenting this morning. It's my understanding that the children are going to be staying in here to watch the program, so there will not be no children's church going on. We're also going to be continuing taking up the Lottie Moon this morning, so don't forget that. Adult will be performing this morning and the children this afternoon. So plan on attending that at 6 this afternoon. There will be a meal following, so don't forget your taters and your cornbread and your beans and all that stuff. So we'll eat it, you bring it. And also a reminder that Wednesday night, next two Wednesday nights, there will be no Awana or youth meeting. So plan on not coming to that and just enjoying time with your family on this time off. And then there will be a no evening service next Sunday evening. We'll have service that morning after Christmas, but then that evening we will be dismissing to allow everybody to spend time with their family. But I've also got a presentation I need to make right before we get started here. Let me find it real quick.
Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of meeting or greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
your baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, and the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. And the lame will eat, and the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is a great.
Joy to the world.
Joy to the world. The Lord is God. Later,
Matthew 2, verses 1 through 13. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we see his star when it rose, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him.
Kings and
And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
By his mother's side.
Verses 13 through 20. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Peace on earth, thy will. y'all sing with us, "O Come, All Ye Faithful."
Amen.
special guest this morning with you, Michaela Hudson. We're going to do a song called Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We have one more song for you, an instrumental. What Child Is This? That Monica and I will be playing. But before I do that, I wanted to say Merry Christmas to everybody, and thanks so much for all the support you have given me and Davina this year and last several years. And hope that you have a joyous Christmas and a New Year's season with your family and wherever you may be going, safe travels. And speaking of travels, we want to make sure to come back tonight and see the little kids sing as well. And I know you'll be blessed. And again, Merry Christmas. Christmas. Pastor Land, you got any words or? Wow. No words. Awesome. Yep. Yeah. Excellent. Well, that's words.